1490 WLCX. Real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A Dane County judge says Wisconsin's Justice Department must turn over the names of all law enforcement officers in the state. The ruling rejects the state's effort to keep the list private. The case centers on whether the public should be able to see who is serving as a police officer and whether that could help spot officers who move from agency to agency after misconduct. State officials said releasing the records could endanger undercover officers and create safety concerns, while the news organizations behind the lawsuit said those fears were too vague. The ruling is being praised by transparency advocates and criticized by police groups. State Senator André Jacques will leave his northeastern Wisconsin seat at the end of this term, becoming the latest Republican senator to retire. He has served in the Senate since 2018 and previously spent four terms in the Assembly. His exit brings the number of GOP Senate retirements this year to six. Wisconsin's U.S. senators have come to an agreement. They're sending two names to the White House to fill top federal prosecutor jobs in the state. Democrat Tammy Baldwin and Republican Ron Johnson recommended Peter Smyzik for the Eastern District and Chadwick Elgersma for the Western District. The picks came from a bipartisan nominating commission set up to find qualified candidates. Both senators say the nominees have strong experience and should enforce the law fairly. The final decision now rests with President Trump. And the search is on for the next leader of UW-Madison. University officials have named a 23-member committee to help find the school's next chancellor, and leaders say the goal is to pick someone who can build on the university's research, teaching, and public service work. Officials say the new chancellor will need full board approval. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers take on the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers in Washington, D.C. tonight, opening a three-game weekend series against the Nationals. The crew able to win their home series with a 13-1 victory over the Diamondbacks yesterday. But more trouble for right-hander Brandon Woodruff, who had to exit the game in the second inning. He couldn't throw a fastball above 86 miles an hour. Usually he's in the mid-90s. Pat Murphy after the game.
We've seen it where he came down, his velocity's down early, and then it climbs. We were waiting to see in the second inning if it climbed, but it was down as low as it's ever been. Maybe some rest. Hopefully, you know, he's solid and there's no injury there. That would be awful. But I think he'll be down for a while. I'm not going to say right now before any of these tests get done or that type of thing, but it seems like something he's going to be able to work through.
NFL, the Packers beginning their rookie minicamp this weekend. The new draft picks and undrafted free agents arriving yesterday in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some of the nicest weather of the week rolling in just in time for the weekend today. Mostly sunny. We may catch a sprinkle at some point this afternoon with a high in the low 50s today. Tonight, partly cloudy and frosty with a low of 31. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.